Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy.
Vice President J.D. Vance made a stop in Iowa yesterday to drum up support for Republican Congressman Zach Nunn. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports that Vance told attendees that Republicans are the party fighting for them, not against them.
Speaking to a crowd of hundreds at a manufacturing plant, Vance repeated the Trump administration's claims of widespread fraud in the SNAP program and accused Democrats of enabling fraud. Vance painted Republicans as a party that would fight for working families and criticized Democrats for not focusing on pocketbook issues.
It's heartbreaking for a kid who came from a Union Democrat family to realize that Democrats these days, they seem to care more about gender transition than they do about you keeping more of your hard-earned money.
Incumbent Republican Zach Nunn is running against Democratic State Senator Sarah Trungaria in Iowa's 3rd Congressional District. The race is one of 16 House races in the country listed as a toss-up by Cook Political Report. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
The city of Davenport is receiving nearly $3 million in federal funding to build a levee at its water pollution control plant. Quad City area Congresswoman Marionette Miller-Meeks announced the funding on Tuesday as part of the appropriations bill that Congress approved last week for the Department of Homeland Security. In a statement, the Republican lawmaker said the project will reduce flooding along the Mississippi River, protecting homes and businesses, and strengthening Davenport's long-term resilience. The investment will pay for an earthen levee along the northern perimeter of the wastewater treatment plant, which serves the cities of Davenport, Bettendorf, Riverdale, and Panorama Park. The Rock Island County Public Health Department is starting a new same-day STI screening service. WVIK's Brady Johnson has more.
Chief Nursing Officer Tracy Keenan says the program covers 4 STIs, including HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. The cost is generally $25, but Keenan stresses those who can't pay won't be turned away.
I don't want people to be afraid to pick up the phone or to walk in because we will treat them with respect and courtesy and privacy because for a lot of people, it's hard for people to just come in and ask to have that done. And we know that.
Keenan says the department can assist with medication and treatment for 3 of the STIs. Anyone who tests positive for HIV will be referred to infectious disease specialists and the project of the QC. The same-day tests are available Monday through Thursday between 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. I'm Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
The Quad Cities Channel Cat Water Taxi plans to host live music for passengers crossing the Mississippi River this season. WVIK's Jonathan Turner reports that Metrolink is asking the public to help decide who performs.
Metrolink in late March sought applications for solo acoustic artists to perform on board, 6 sessions total. They received 70 submissions and selected 8 finalists. They're seeking the public's opinion on which 3 artists will perform this summer on 2 two-hour stretches apiece. The boats have a 49-person capacity, and a round trip usually takes 65 minutes. As a thank you for voting, you will be entered into a drawing, and one voter will win 6 free Channel Cat tickets. People must vote for 3 of their favorite musicians by May 7th, and there will be just a total of 12 rides with live music since it's a new pilot program, said Metrolink Chief of Staff Jennifer Hirsch.
Trying it out to see what the response is, if it's effective, if it's popular, and then looking at next year, how could we refine it in the future just to make it perhaps bigger or better.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
And the Channel Cat Water Taxi season begins on Friday, May 22nd. The state of Iowa has shared its voter registration data with the U.S. Department of Justice. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sustarek reports that includes sensitive information like partial Social Security numbers.
The DOJ under President Donald Trump has demanded voter registration data from states, raising concerns about data privacy. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate says he and the state's attorney general believe they're legally obligated to comply with the request. He says he doesn't take it lightly because the state doesn't typically share driver's license and Social Security numbers from its voter list. Pate says he expects the DOJ to uphold its promise that the data will be protected. He says Iowa has already strengthened its voter eligibility checks, and any issues flagged by the DOJ will be addressed by his office under state and federal voting laws. At least 13 other states have agreed to comply with the DOJ's request. The DOJ has sued 30 states that refuse to turn over their full voter data. I'm Katerina Sestarek, IPR News.
This is WVIK News.